Welcome to Central Life Church. We hope you enjoyed today's message. For further information, go to our website at www.centrallife.com.au. Email us at contactus@centrallife.com.au.
Oh, you know, 2018 was terrible and was really bad and I didn't enjoy it. I just have a question to be saying, okay, clear those things over our lives. But everything's getting better. Treat 2019. So this morning, if you're taking notes, the title of my message is Your Past is History, But Your Future is His Story. Yeah. Awesome. Now, we often allow our past to define us. We often say, well, this happened to me before, so how can it get any better? And our past creates a false reality in our lives. We go, well, it's never worked before, so why would it work now? But, you know, God tells us that none of those lies are true. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We know that. And we know those are lies from the devil. So why do we believe it? Let's leave our past behind, church, because God has a future for each and every one of you. I'm going to read from Jeremiah 29:11, which we all know really well. And it says, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil. To give you a future and a hope. A future and a hope. Plans for welfare and not for evil. That's an amazing message, guys. You know, your past might have broke you. It might have been so bad that you never thought any good could come from it. But let me tell you, church, God has a future for your life. He has a plan. And His plan is so much greater than anything else. Anything you could even imagine. And you know, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter what you look like. You know, we see in the Bible, God used people who others thought He wouldn't use. Yeah, He used a donkey. That's right. You know, He used people that others looked at and said, well, he's not worthy. What's so special about him? He's a nobody. You know, God can use each and every one of you. So the problem with our world today is we live in our old lives. And a lot of the world does that. We live in what has already happened. But instead, we need to look forward. We really need to look at what God has in store. And church, I know what it's like to, you know, be caught up in the past. You know, like growing up, you know, I'm only 23, so I've, you know, gone through the teenage hood like recently. And, you know, as a guy, it's hard because things come into your life and you go, oh, well, everyone else is doing that, so I should follow, you know, because that's cool. That's what everybody else does. And so you get caught up. You get caught up in what everybody else is doing, the lies of the enemy, and you go, oh, I'm going to follow that. But you know what I do when I struggle, church, when I think of my past, is I pray. Is I go, Lord, take my burdens. Take all the problems that I'm having, and I give it to Him. And we need to surrender, church. You need to surrender to God. I'm going to read from Nahum, because I just like the sound of it. So we're going to go to Nahum 1, verse 13, if you have your Bibles. Yeah, Nahum. And in Nahum 1, verse 13, it says, And now I will break his yoke from you and will burst your bonds apart. Yeah. Let's just read that again. And now I will break his yoke from off you and will burst your bonds apart. This verse is telling us of our past, church. You know, God will break what's been said over your life. He will break it off you. He will tear everything that has a hold on you. You know, we're now in a new year, and a lot of people, when it comes to a new year, they have New Year's resolutions. And let's all be honest, they last till about April. So, if that long, yeah, I know, that's pretty good. But I love the concept of a new year, new me. because that's what the Bible tells us. You know, we need to be in a new wineskin. We don't live in the old wineskin. We live in a new wineskin. New year, new me. Let's start things off right. Let's say, okay, yeah, so 2018 wasn't great for me. Okay, but 2019 will be better because we believe it. Because it's all up to you, church. It's not up to anybody else. It's up to you. It's you who believes. It's you who believes in your heart that things get better. And you can't do it alone. You know, often we try to fix our problems by ourselves. We often try to do it alone. You know, we say, oh, well, I don't need help. I don't need help. I'm a strong, independent woman who don't need no man. You know, we hear that a lot. but, you know, we always need God's guidance. We always need someone to help us. And God is always there to fix every problem. And it doesn't matter what your problem is, because your problem is never too small for Jesus. You know, you might say, oh, well, you know, it's just something tiny. God can fix it. God can fix it. It doesn't matter the size of your problem. It doesn't matter the size of your issue. So let's bring in the new year like a celebration. Let's celebrate what Jesus has broken off your life. Let's celebrate that we are here living in this world. There's people out there who don't have what we have. There's people out there who can't come to a church on a Sunday because the law tells them they can't. It's illegal. We get to come and celebrate God. You know, and some of us only do it on a Sunday. And okay, that's great. You know, people out there would kill to worship Jesus on a Monday, but they can't. They have to do it in secret. And we need to remember that, church. Our life is a celebration. Our life is incredible. You know, often we get people who just come into our lives and are trying to tear us down and are trying to wreck us. And you know, that's the devil. It's funny, I was talking to Nigel earlier this morning and, you know, the devil was trying to stop them from one of the songs. But how awesome was that worship? How awesome was that worship? You know, because the devil can't take a hold of you when you've got something greater. The devil can't take a hold of you when you've got Jesus, because the devil knows. The devil knows who Jesus is. He knows. He was his right-hand man. You know, he's scared. And he comes to get you, but he knows that if you've got Jesus, he has a slim chance. He doesn't have much hope at all. So we really need to believe that, church. You know, Jesus didn't have to give his life for us. He didn't have to. We are so undeserving of Jesus' love. We are so undeserving. What Jesus did for us was incredible. He did it so we could live. He did it so that we could have a better life. And yet we still complain. We still whinge. We still think we don't have everything. Why do we need anything else when we've got Jesus? We don't need anything else. You know, we get all upset about what has happened to us. Jesus was crucified. Imagine that. You think your problems are bad. You weren't on a cross. You didn't have nails go through the palm of your hands. You didn't have a crown of thorns put on your head. He did. So that your problems could be taken to him. Everything that you think is wrong in your life is not wrong. Nothing is wrong. Problems that happen, your past, it's just a weakness which makes you stronger. It improves your future because you know what took you out before and it won't take you out again. So God is increasing us every day. Every day he increases our lives. Every day he makes us richer and stronger in him. And he forgives us. You know, we all stuff up. We all make mistakes. I know I do. I mean, I'm pretty perfect, but not quite. I still make a few mistakes. But we all make mistakes, But Jesus forgives you before the mistake. So we make a mistake and we say, oh, I'm so sorry, Lord, but he's already forgiven you. He's already forgiven you. He goes, it's fine. You know, every sin is equal in the eyes of God. It's just the consequence that's different. The consequence is different. You know, of course, your problems have, you know, consequences. All your actions have consequences. And yeah, that's a thing we all have to look out for. Often we'll do things and go, oh, shouldn't have done that. And, you know, now this happens. A bit of a chain reaction. But we just give it to God, church. We just give it to him because he makes our burden light. So I shared it before, but your weakness becomes your strength. What you struggle with will become your testimony, your success story. You know when you see those ads on TV and it's, you know, for like Colgate or Sensodyne or whatever it is, and they're like, oh yeah, I had, you know, I couldn't eat anything sweet because my teeth, and now I got Sensodyne. Well, it's the same with Jesus. You know, you couldn't eat anything before because you didn't have Jesus. Now you got Jesus, you can eat his word every day. Come on. You know, you couldn't before, now you can. It's your success story. It's your testimony. And you will help others struggling with those same issues. Your past will help you to become stronger. You know, church, we are not defined by what has been said over us or what has filled our past. We're not defined by any of that. We're defined by Jesus, our Savior, by his story. And you know what his story is? You. His story is you. Because he died for you. He died so you could have life. And he died so you could live life to the full. That's his story. Are you getting that today, church? Yeah? Come on. His story is for our lives to succeed, for us to be the best people we can and act the way he made us, to live in his image. Your future is filled with happiness and joy. It is. Because God's the one that's got your future sorted. So your future is filled with happiness and joy, but sometimes you have to make sacrifices. You know, we must give up some things in our lives that had hindered us in the past. Whether it's a toxic relationship, an addiction, a friendship. You know, there's certain things that have filled our past that are not good for us now. They're not good for our present, and they definitely won't be good for our future. And it's hard to realize those things, but these things will keep us from doing what God has called us to do. You know, it's like when you play a game of chess. I heard Shane's been getting into chess a bit. He's getting real good, apparently. Mum was telling me. And it's like when you play a game of chess. I play chess with my family. I'm pretty good. I beat them. But sometimes in chess, you must sacrifice a piece to take something greater. You know, whether it's your pawn, you know, it's only little. It's like, yeah, okay, just get rid of my pawn to take his king. So my analogy here is that sacrifices we make in our lives often lead to a better path. They lead us to make a better and wiser decision. And this all affects our future, and God wants each and every one of you to prosper. Each and every one of you. Now we're going to read another verse, and it's in 1 John 4 verse 10. So I'll just get my sparkly Bible back up. So in 1 John, I think 1 John 4 verse 10. I think I said that. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Now, the reason I'm sharing this verse is because it shows sacrifice. The sacrifice he made so things could be better in our future. It's like when you're in a relationship, you know, my partner, she loves pickles, right? And I hate pickles. I can't stand them. And when you're in a relationship, you know, you definitely got to make some sacrifices and lose your money. And I know personally, you know, we'll go to a burger joint and my burger will have pickles on it. And I know she loves pickles. So you know, I've really got to make a big sacrifice there, you know, to give her the pickles. Give her the pickles and say, here you go, you know. So that analogy is not great, but it's just something I do. I wanted to share that. Yeah, come on. That's it. Exactly. For the Facebook, that's it. That's real love. It's real love right there. That's it. All for the pickles. You see, sometimes we often don't understand when bad things surround our lives. We don't understand where it has come from or why it's there. So those toxic relationships I was talking about before, sometimes you don't know you're in a toxic relationship or a toxic friendship. Sometimes you just think, oh, you know, that person has their days. You know, okay, yeah, you know, oh, they're angry at me today. But you know, we have to get out of that. You can't be living in a life that is not devoted to Jesus. You can't be living in a life, you can't have your church face on Sunday and your party face on Monday. You can't come into church on a Sunday and go, oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord, and then on a Monday, walk around like you're some gangster. You can't do that, church. That's not how it works. And so when we figure it out, when we work out the screws that are falling apart in our lives, we start to piece it together. And our best way of piecing it together is with Jesus. He's the only one that can take our burdens and make us light again. He's the only one that can save us from any problems or issues. Your past is history, but your future is his story. Church, today, as we have looked at letting go of our past, I want you to take time to think about things in your life or in your past that may still have a hold on you. I'm sure we can all think of something. You know, it's pretty easy. We always remember the bad and we don't remember the good. So as we think of those things today, give it to God. Give it to him right now in your seats. Surrender to him. And it's not hard. All you have to say is, Jesus, make my burden light. Amen. Done. So the path is not easy, but the destination is the ultimate goal. Your future is the destination. And on the way there, it's not going to be an easy ride. You know, we always have obstacles. It's like, I hate doing obstacle courses. And it's the same thing. But when you get to the end of the obstacle course, they always give you a prize. They give you a prize. They say, well done, you know, whether it's a pat on the back or a high five. And God's the same, except he's not going to give you a pat on the back or a high five. He's going to give you all his love. He's going to give you his plan. The plan is huge, church. We got to remember that today. Like, his plan is not something little. It's not like, oh, yeah, okay.
Thank you for joining us today. Central Life Church is an Australian independent church meeting at Unit B5, 4 Dalmerston Avenue, North Wyong, New South Wales. For further information, go to our website at www.centrallife.com.au. Email us at contactus@centrallife.com.au.